B-Pod Studios.
Have an Amazon smart speaker in your home or office?
What's all that about?
Just say, Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay.
And listen to Boston's home for sports. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub now!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash Lipschitz.
Oh! 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on twitch.tv or get the Twitch app. Simply look at the Sports Hub. Just because it's not football season doesn't mean, and we're not in the playoffs of any professional sport that I'm aware of. But these are guys who hit on Australian cricket. The Bankroll Boys, they're brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, open at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels, the only place in New England you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com. We have Joe Murray. We have Dan Lifschitz. Joe Murray, very fatigued. He had to work last evening. Now, you have a bone to pick with the Celtics.
Yes. I stayed up last night to watch that game because I knew that there was going to be some sort of official or some sort of fix with last night's game, and there absolutely was. And I stayed up to watch all of it. I thought it was going to go into overtime. But you guys said you didn't have a chance to watch it. Wallach, I know you were sleepy-eyed. There was no foul whatsoever on Buddy Hield on that Gordon Hayward call. Absolutely no foul. No.
He got called because he got too close.
Too close? It's the Sacramento Kings. It's not LeBron James.
So you lost how much?
It's Buddy Hield.
You lost how much?
No, I pushed. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right?
How much would you have won?
I would have won a unit, okay?
Okay.
Whatever a unit is.
What the hell's a unit?
It's whatever amount that you put down.
Why not just tell us how much it was?
It depends.
It's one of those things, man. You don't like tell people how much you bet. You know, it's like,
well, you guys are the Bankroll Boys. You're here, obviously, because you're successful.
Saying Beetlejuice into the mirror.
I don't understand the problem.
Well, no, I mean, just it's like, you don't ask another bettor how much you're laying on the game. It's like one of those things.
But I'm not a bettor.
Hey, Walk, how much money
you
have in
your
pocket?
You going to
tell somebody?
I have $22 in my pocket.
You know how much money I have in my pocket? Zero.
I have $22 in my pocket, Joe. What's the problem?
I just don't let people know how much dough you hold.
I feel like that's the only thing gamblers talk about.
No.
When you win.
No, it's about percentages.
Murray showed us his bankroll in his Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean.
That was me.
I thought you don't do that.
Well, no. I was showing Nick because he didn't believe me. At all. In fact, he called me a liar. And then so I was telling Nick, that's right, Nick, I see you. You called me a liar.
He actually showed me as well. It's very impressive.
It was very impressive. I showed you.
You
could have just Googled a picture of money and Nick would have believed you.
Yeah.
All right. So just
real quick about last night's game, there were multiple things that happened. No Hayward foul. And I'm not complaining. I didn't lose the bet, okay?
Actually, that's the epitome of this rant. Yes, you are.
But just real quick, okay? They had this thing in the fourth quarter where if a team missed back-to-back free throws, everybody would get free tacos. You know what happened? They called a lane violation, so they had missed back-to-back free throws. I am not kidding. Scalabrine was talking about it on the broadcast last night. Okay, the place went nuts on a made free throw, and then they find out it's a lane violation. The place went crazy. There was multiple occasions in this game. The Buddy Hield call was terrible. And the Marcus Smart thing was, if you watch the final play of the game, Smart tries dribbling down the court.
He can't dribble and kicked it away. Yeah.
And Stevens went nuts, but that game had Vegas fix written all over it, and it was 2 to open with the Kyrie, and then all of a sudden the money starts coming in. It goes to 3.5. The Kyrie news comes out. It goes back to 2. Yeah, it was the fishiest, stinkiest line I've seen in so long.
That line had the Kyrie news built into it. The bookmakers knew Kyrie wasn't playing before the public did. That's why the line didn't move when he was out. They built the Kyrie absence into that line.
So wait a second, but I have a question. So Joe Murray.
He's so mad.
He's so angry.
Why?
Steve is coming off his head.
Why gamble on the NBA?
So, you know,
if you truly believe this is fixed.
That's the thing. I want to be on the right side of it, damn it. That's what I want.
I mean, if it's fixed, in theory, you should be able to, you should really be able to get
you
some good intel.
You must have laid it in, man, because it's like $100, you wouldn't be this angry.
I had a parlay, too, with Denver. And so if you hit a parlay, guys, it's unbelievable.
Denver blew the Lakers out.
Yeah, they blew them out. But like, let's just say you put $100 on a parlay, you get 260.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
If the team pushes, you get like $30. So what's the $30, you know?
Oh, so now we're getting somewhere. So that little move cost you about $200.
It cost me a little bit
a
more.
A lot
than
more than that.
Yeah.
He's complaining about winning. That's the real issue.
No, okay. And just while we're at it, okay? I'm on with Arcan last night. He's like, hey, how your bets going? Good. Marquette's up 10 points with 3 minutes to go. They were also -2 last night. They gave up an 18-0 run and lost the game in 3 minutes.
Huh.
Marquette's ranked like 16th in the country, one of the best teams in the Big East. So I give this advice to everybody betting on March Madness. If it looks like a fish and it stinks like a fish, stay away from it.
Well, did last night look like a fish?
Yes,
absolutely.
Well, why didn't you stay away from it? Exactly.
Because it's national television. What else are you going to bet on?
What do you mean?
What are you going to bet on?
Just listen to your own. No, but if it looks like a fish and stinks like a fish, then stay away from it. That's your own advice.
I want to be on the right
cricket
side
you could have bet on. You're
well, no, I'm not saying don't bet on anything, but if a line looks like a fish, just listen to yourself.
He never takes his own advice.
Can I give you one?
Rule number one, listen to my own advice, and I never take my own advice. Rule number one.
Now, if it's on TV and Murray's here, He's watching it.
Yeah. Man. Sure. I was with you one night at a Harvard-Yale game. You saw me go crazy. That was an intense game.
Well, I don't know if that line stunk like a fish or not.
Just -1 Harvard and they covered.
So what's your grand conspiracy theory on this line last night? Like the NBA really needed the Kings?
I think that they set the line at 2 and wanted to get all the money in on the Celtics from their big win the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it moved to 3.5,
everybody pounced.
People started pouncing on it because you follow the money. It's something we talk about on the Over Under 985 podcast. Follow the money. So I'm sure people leaned on it. The Kyrie news came out. I swear to God, they knew Kyrie was not playing last night. And after the game, no one has an update about it. So clearly, I think everybody knew Kyrie wasn't playing last night. I just think that these low lines, when they look too good to be true, I like to go on a side of it, but if you're truly betting on these games, stay away. Find something else to bet on, like the Horizon League today, and that starts at noon.
Okay. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. All right, so a lot of people, they just focus on the major conferences, but there are, if you're a man of means and you're out and about and you want to watch some, can't miss basketball over here in the afternoon, what is going on today that you're keeping an eye on?
I have a bunch of stuff that I like, but it's not till tonight. There's three games or four games during the day if you want. Presbyterian plays Radford in the Big South Men's Championship quarterfinal.
Yeah, who do you like in that?
Everyone's got to be betting.
Radford's been really good, but Presby's been hot. They did the other day.
Presby.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. This is a matchup
that's
of
above me.
Wow. I almost wore my Presby jersey today.
Shame on you, Joe.
But there's a bunch of these. Winthrop plays Charleston Southern at 2.
Okay, the Presbyterian, what is their name?
The mascot. You know, too. Don't play it off like you don't.
I have to look it up. I really don't know.
All right. So are these games, you guys aren't going to bet on the afternoon game?
Oh, no, absolutely I will.
Yes.
They're the Blue Hose, by the way.
All the lines are like under 4 or 3 points.
They're 4. Yeah, they're 4 right across the board. I think it's 4. Radford's favored by 4. Winthrop's favored by 4. I think in Marist at 5 is... favored by 2.5.
When all those lines are the same, does that just tell you that Vegas is like, nobody cares about these games?
It's more along the line. I think more people just like degenerates, Joe, just want to bet on something, and so they're kind of putting it...
Right, so they just put out a boilerplate line.
I mean, more thought goes into it than that. It's boilerplate.
On Radford Presbyterian?
Trust me, they have all these equations. They know how to line the stuff correctly, even on Radford Presbyterian, Jones.
All right, so Murray, what do you, Lifshatz, you're not interested in what's going on this afternoon.
Nah, not tonight.
But Murray, you are.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I've been betting English Premier League as well during the day. Just taking tips from, hey, you like this team? All right, man, let's ride it.
Just to have something to do during the day?
Yeah.
So you got a tip for us?
You can wet your beak a little bit, yeah.
what do you got? What do you got this afternoon?
Well, I haven't seen today, but I'm definitely looking at Winthrop later today.
Okay.
I think they're a 3.5 point
favorite. Isn't Winthrop supposed to make the tournament? Isn't Winthrop supposed to be pretty good?
They're usually in the conversation.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm just pretending.
Oh, there's some Europa League today for you. There you go. Yeah, no Champions League today, but Europa League.
All right, what is Europa?
So there's two major tournaments in Europe. There's Champions League, which is where the top teams in every league play. And then there's their Europa League, which is the secondary tier championship or tournament. And that's where the good teams of the bad countries or the good teams of the Champions League go out early. They go into Europa. And then the secondary teams in the good leagues also play in Europa. So you'll get a mix of like Croatia, England, France, Spain, plus a whole slew of other countries. And so it's a bigger tournament.
We're being told Presbyterian, by the way. The Blue Hose.
There we go.
Oh, it's like the Dirty Smurfs.
Yeah. So I don't know how you bet against the Blue Hose this time of year.
I have no idea how you do it. All right, so Murray, take us through what you're going to do today.
I'm going to go 12, 2, 5. I tweet everything out at Joey Murray, and you can also watch that terrible call last night on there, on that Gordon Hayward play, which was absolutely garbage. Just think about it. He doesn't hit that three. They get the rebound. They get fouled. The two shots. Like, they cover the spread.
Yeah.
It's easy as that.
Yep.
And instead, the refs had to get involved in that. There's also a few other things I just wanted to throw out there.
Okay, let me ask you this because it's sponsored. The Stone Cold Lock of the Week, and you can feel to throw out whatever you want. I don't think you have to live by the Stone Cold Lock. It's brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel.
You want me to do it?
Yeah,
he wants me to do it as well. I'm taking Wisconsin -7 tonight at home versus Iowa. Iowa's a terrible road team, overrated in the Big Ten in general. Whiskey has been going one direction, as Joe says. Iowa's been going the other. Wisconsin, that's a big spread to cover at home, but I think they're going to roll Iowa tonight. I think you'd see them win by 12-15. Wisconsin -7. Lock of the day.
What was the whiskey term that you used?
What? I said whiskey, yeah.
Whiskey's short for Wisconsin.
Whiskey. Okay.
I know, apologies.
I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting
I just wanted to throw one thing out there. Whiskey, for all you Game of Thrones fans, they have a odds to be the we've talked about this before, but a new name has made the list, Littlefinger, who at one point was killed.
Yeah, he was just killed right before the end of the last season.
Made the odds to be the ruler of Westeros.
Mm. So?
Maybe a faceless man.
Interesting. Okay.
So that tells you something. Someone knows something.
Interesting. Right?
And the odds change every week. Bran is the leader this week, and it was Jon Snow before. Just keeps changing. Mm. Game of Thrones, what a month away almost.
Have you put money on that?
I have not.
You have not?
I have not, but may have bet on the Oscars.
Huh. Did bet on the Oscars.
I got
did you do well?
That's reasonable.
No.
Did you jump on that leaked producer thing? Did you jump on that?
See, even Jones knows about it.
I didn't jump on it, but I looked at it.
Yorgos, right?
I don't remember. I just read that it leaked and that it was wrong.
Yeah, so it was a leaked director. Yorgos moved from like 40-1 to like 2-1 in a matter of like 6 hours or something like that. Oh. Ridiculous. And so, yeah, I actually threw just a little bit of money on that just because I had no idea. Why not? I don't know.
It was wrong.
So I know.
That was the only bet you put down on the Oscars?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah, I faded Roma. I have no idea. I don't watch all these movies.
Faded what?
Roma. That was the favorite, and I went with A Star is Born and Green Book one. So. Mm,
that's a problem. Yeah.
Well, listen, we
lost another unit.
But it's March Madness, baby.
Yeah.
All right, it is March Madness coming up, and that is the Bankroll Boys. You can check them out on the Over Under 98 podcast, available on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. We will return in just a moment while you get all your bets in.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow The Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.85 The Sports Hub. Everyone loves the Bankroll Boys, especially Joe Murray with his passion and his belief that everything is fixed.
That's as angry as I've seen him.
Oh, yeah.
That is a real ticky-tack foul, I understand.
He's really angry.
Yeah, his belief was that Buddy Hield was not fouled on his three-point attempt. And then he had some other shenanigans that he didn't like in there as well. Marcus Smart, something or other, kicking it off his
foot. I'm guessing he wanted a foul called on Smart, as I'm guessing what he wanted there. That's certainly what Smart wanted. I didn't think there was a foul on that. I think he's got a better case with the lack of a foul on Hayward.
I just think it's so funny that he believes all this stuff is fixed, and yet he just keeps gambling.
Yeah. Well, Fred, if it looks like a fish and smells like a fish, then stay away from it.
That's exactly what he said. You learn new phrases every day.
Yep.
It's funny you guys were talking about gambling off the air and about playing poker. I can't think of anything more boring than just sitting there.
No. Now, I don't want to speak for you. Maybe if I were better at it, maybe I'd enjoy it more. But yeah, it's very, very tedious and boring.
No, it's tedious. If you go to a casino, you play blackjack and it moves. Yeah. Or you play...
Well, Wallach just described himself as a craps man, I believe. Or a craps is my game.
I always get in trouble at the craps table.
Yeah. I lose constantly, but I love playing.
Okay, so one time when I was in the Bahamas, I got really, really drunk. Something happened between my wife and I. We're visiting the place we were going to get married.
Yeah.
And she'll tell you herself that she was, like, out of control. And, like, I just, like, left.
Like a bridezilla type thing.
She just, like, went... I won't tell you why, but there were chemicals. And so so she went nuts. I went to the hotel bar, and the guy had heard her because we were having dinner. And yeah. She like flipped out.
Yeah.
So the guy had heard her, and he gave me
that
Louis the 16th or whatever. Like he just gave me like a drink of it. So I ended up getting hammered, long story short. And I go into the casino, and every time I play craps, I get kicked out of the craps game because I have no idea what's going on. And
There's a lot happening.
And I grab like the chips too quickly, yeah. and I roll.
There's a lot of etiquette involved. Yes.
So I get. This is a true story. So I screw something up on the craps board, and this guy yells at me. He's like this old, like burly guy, and he yells at me, and. I tell him to F off.
Yeah.
and that's it. So, long story short, the next day we're going back to Atlanta, and I'm sitting in the front of the plane, and this guy gets on the plane. He turns to me and just starts screaming at me.
On the flight?
He's like, you want to go now? You're so tough. Yeah. You want to go? Yeah, you want it? You want to go at it? And I'm like, dude, no. And we're on a plane, man.
Right.
This is like post 9/11. Like, you can't be yelling and screaming on this plane.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to offend you. I had too much to drink.
Yeah. It gets hot at the craps tables. You know how it is.
But I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm saying that to him. You know, just, hey, man, it's just, you know, all's fair in love and craps.
Right. I have no idea what's going on. I always get in trouble. But But yeah, you want something with action. Now, Walt, you know how to play craps?
I know. I was just telling Jones, I know maybe 75% of it. I don't pretend to be an expert.
The way he described it is craps is my game.
Yes, it's the game I like to play.
But everyone gets angry.
Yeah,
like when you rolled the dice wrong, did something.
For me, yeah, that's right. You have to roll a dice a certain way. For me, blackjack is boring, just sitting there waiting for cards. You have it, at least in your brain, you're affecting things by throwing the dice every once in a while, putting money in different places, betting odds. But no, I didn't say I was good at it. I didn't say I understood it fully. I just enjoy it.
There's just too many ways to get in trouble. Well, see, with blackjack, the good thing is you can get up a lot and then just start making ridiculous bets so you lose your money.
Yeah.
Which is ultimately the goal of any gambler.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll go like, wow, I'm up a lot of money. Like, I should start really trying to make some money.
Time to be a bigwig.
Yeah, it's time to roll it out.
Daddy Warbucks over here.
That's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how people can sit there and play poker. I can't think of anything more boring.
No, and see, I'm with you. Blackjack is action. Blackjack, there's action in blackjack.
Poker, I mean, it happens almost too fast.
Yeah, nothing happens in poker.
And I know enough about blackjack, like, because they have, like, the trainer, and you can just use it on your phone, like, on the plane. And then, like, it tells you, like, how to play. So, like, I can remember that for the most part.
Yeah.
And so I don't get in trouble on that one. And it almost moves too quick.
Yeah.
And when people let you know when it's moved too quick and that they're not happy with you. But there's much less chance of me getting yelled at. But poker, like, when I had my bachelor party, I had a friend who didn't go to sleep for 3 days. And every time people went to sleep, he just went down and played poker.
Yeah.
And you just sit there like an idiot all that time. No, thank you.
Everyone's watched ESPN. Everyone thinks they're going to put on sunglasses and rule. And yeah. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
the guys who are really good at it hope that guys like you with the sunglasses come in and play because that's easy money for them.
I got an idea. What? Why don't the casinos do like you were saying? You play a lot of blackjack on your phone, yeah?
Yeah.
I like a nice Connect 4 on my phone. Hmm. What if they started doing stuff like that? Casino where it's like, yeah, you play the dealer in Connect 4. You play.
Well, it's no more ridiculous than anything else.
Play the dealer in Hungry Hungry Hippos. Play the dealer in Battleship.
Now, Battleship,
there we go.
That's a game of strategy.
Now we're talking.
But they...
Stratego.
Like, they had us broadcast for Mohegan Sun one time, and we were in a room. Were you with us, Wallace?
Yes, I was.
And we were
that
in a room.
Was the Dan Roach female oxygen tank.
Yeah, like, day. All these, like, yes. Ladies with oxygen tanks in wheelchairs were coming up to him and saying what fans they were.
The grannies love Roachy. It's unbelievable.
But we were there, and we were in a room, and it's like, so you get there at, like, 5:45 in the morning, right?
Right.
Yeah.
This room is packed. There's smoke everywhere, and they're playing games. That it would take me a lifetime to learn how to play.
Yep.
It was just, what's going on? Where are these dudes from?
Right.
Like, how are they still awake? Yeah, like, why are they still awake? Yeah. Like, no English is being spoken.
None.
They just put us in this random area.
It's like the...
wide open space, too. It was very strange.
Yeah, and it's like, what are these people going to start listening to the show?
Right. Oh, hey, let's stop our gambling. Let's stop pulling these slots on the slot machine. We'll go over and watch those guys.
It wasn't the slot machine. It was
It's like the scene in Always Sunny when Frank has the illicit gambling ring downstairs.
Yes.
People are really starting to dial up the stakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough scene in the casino at that time of day.
It's just amazing. And then, you know, when people don't leave through the whole broadcast, there's people just sitting there playing.
And complimenting Roachy.
Well, those were the ladies that were hot off the slots. Like, those were the ladies that got up at 4 in the morning.
Yep.
Like, they weren't up all night. Like, they got up at 4 to get some breakfast.
Danny, you're such a cute young man.
Yeah.
Give me that cheek.
They loved them.
I want to pinch it.
They loved them.
I'd imagine he liked the attention. Peacocking around.
I mean, he acted like a little... you know, he was he downplayed it a little bit, but he like, oh, the joke's on me.
Yeah,
and the thing is that it wasn't. He loved it.
Yeah, you could tell.
Yeah. All right. We will return. Robert Kraft has procured a new attorney, and there is questions as to why. I don't understand why you'd want this process to go on any longer than it's supposed to. And I've not heard Adam Jones' opinion on this matter. But we will discuss that. Here are the headlines.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Tucker and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's up? We're Toucher and Rich. This is the Pie Tasters, the band I embarrassed myself by dancing around at their show.
Is that the one where you were jogging / walking in circles?
That was skanking in the pit, baby.
Yeah.
And Dickie Barrett texted me. He said, "What the hell are you doing?"
Said, you flip-flops.
Skanking in the pit.
Yeah, you're just feeling the moment.
Yeah, skanking in the pit. You know, we were talking about getting threatened at casinos and things of that nature. Donnie, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. So I was at a local, casino down in Connecticut. Don't want to say which one, but I was hammered, and I just wanted to play a little blackjack. And I don't know the rules or nothing like that, so I got a 12. And the guys are like, oh, you know, you got to stay with the 12, so... Just despite the guy I hit, I got a 9, I got 21, I won. He had a 13, and, you know, he's like, you know, stay. And so the dealer gets a 20, he loses. So he gets all irate, starts going.
That's all right. Okay, so wait, he gets all irate, Pull him back up. All right, so yeah. Don't swear. He gets all irate.
Yeah, he gets all irate. He's yelling at me. Well, I was like, hey, well, buddy, I got a 21. He got a 20. I went, right? And I was just kind of, you know, busting his chops. And he goes, he pulls a line from Happy Gilmore. He goes, oh, you can count. Well, you can count on me seeing you in the parking lot after. So, you know, I was hammered. So we go into the parking lot. We start throwing down at the casino. We started beating the crap out of each other. My buddies have to come and stop it. And so the guy says afterwards, he goes, you know, you want a beer? I said, sure. So we go enjoy a beer with each other and go play some more blackjack.
Oh, Jesus.
There you go.
That's the thing is people get heated. That's why I can't play that craps. People get very heated.
Yeah.
And by the way,
hey, that guy has a right to that next card, of course, you know, so I can see why he's so hot and bothered. That was his card.
That was my card.
Yeah.
The best was Bastard. I didn't know how to play blackjack and playing at the Trump Hotel in Atlantic City.
Oh.
That's a real who's who.
Oh, man. I go to the Shore once a summer.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there. I've been to the Trump Hotel. And actually, it was funny. There were people picketing. All the workers were on strike.
Oh, yeah.
I think last summer when I was there,
the workers were on strike, too. Yeah. It's just always
so to cross the picket line to get in. And, yeah, you go in there.
First of all,
it's
so classy.
Oh, man.
It's so classy. It's all, like, gold and marble.
Oh. Jesus.
And then it's like every guy has a Mets jersey on.
Yep. I stood between one Conforto and one Syndergaard. It's true.
Yeah.
You nailed it. That's exactly what it is.
Everyone has a Mets jersey on.
Everybody's a Mets fan.
And John Franco. And
you're at a $5 table, and there are guys telling you, a guy yelled at me for screwing the deck. I'm like, we're at a $5 table.
No.
Like, all right there, Mr. Bond. You know, we're at a $5 table.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I stole your $9.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, boy. You know, the Snickers bar's on me.
Yeah.
If you sit down at one of those tables, like, what do you expect?
I know. And you have the dealer at the $15 table standing by himself. It's really true.
Yeah. I mean, what do you expect? There's no, what do you, oh, I'm doubling down, $10.
Just a slice of life right there, man.
Yeah. You're screwing the deck.
Room's comped, doubling down.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, if I do this 400 more times, then I'm really rolling in it.
Yeah, I got a card here. People know me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a real place to be. 617-779-0985. All right. So Robert Kraft has got a new attorney. Ed, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey, what's up?
Listen, I got an idea as to why. I think Kraft is really worried about the Goodell punishment more than this criminal proceedings, and by taking it to trial, it prolongs it probably close to a year until anything happens set in stone. So it saves him the embarrassment of being suspended for the banner ceremony. Potentially, if it's Brady's last year, I don't want to go down that road. But
right.
If it is, he's not going to miss any of that pomp and circumstance. And if we make a good run, he'll still be around for the playoffs. I just think that the Goodell suspension, which I think will be worse than Irsay, because it's not a Irsay's was a quote-unquote victimless crime.
Right.
And I just think that they could whack him maybe 10 games or a season, and he just basically delays the inevitable.
Now, will the league not punish him until he's?
I don't know that that's true. Is what I was just going to say. I don't know that to be true. That they're going to wait. Now, Robert Kraft is very influential,
right.
So maybe they'll give him, you know, due process. They certainly don't have to. The code of conduct is all about whether or not you've embarrassed the league and embarrassed the owner. So you don't have to. Whether he's guilty or innocent.
Did Irsay get punished before he was suspended?
See, I don't know.
I haven't looked at the timeline.
I'm just thinking out loud here.
It's funny because. Like it, when I look at this, it's like the least of my concerns would be what the league did to me. Like do whatever the hell you want. What do I care?
Right.
I mean, I'm the owner. What are you going to do?
Right.
Like I can't sit in the box. So,
right.
Caller makes a point though.
I do think for the banner raising that is something.
No,
but
I would want to be there.
Of that.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough. The banner raising, I'd want to be there.
Right. Yeah. The Jets in October. I don't think he cares about.
Right. Much. But more so, I would just be. I just want this over with. And just done.
Yeah, yeah. By hiring this new attorney, who's a deputy attorney for the president of the United States.
Yeah, because
I think that pushes it right back to the front page.
Well, obviously he's going to get off on a technicality, but I don't understand how that, what that means and what that matters. And then people go,
"Yeah, well, let's say he gets off on a technicality, but the video gets out. They're not going to suspend him."
What? But that's the thing is, like, if I'm Kraft, I could care less
about the suspension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want that video coming out,
correct,
and I want people to stop talking about it. Because if he pleads, that they'll just expunge it or whatever the hell the term is, that they're not going to even keep it on his record.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously there's nothing to be gained by, you know, in terms of punishment. I mean, he's not going to have to do anything.
Not doing hard time.
Right. I mean, screw the league. I guess I'd want to be there for the banner raising, fine. But, I mean, that would be the least of my concerns. My concern would be I don't want anyone talking about it anymore. All right. This is more about the gambling. Mike, go ahead.
Yo, what's happening, guys? Yeah, man, these casino people are nuts. Like, I don't know, probably 10 years ago, I'm not a big gambler. My wife and I, well, we were engaged at the time, went down and played some Hold'em, and we were sitting at one of those cheap, like, whatever, $2, $5 tables, and there's, like, eight people there. And we didn't know the rules. We'd never played. We're just screwing around. But we were just getting cards, man, and we were cleaning them out. Like, and these guys were so mad. Like, they were accused. They were saying we're working together, and, like, they had all these crazy terms they were using. And it was just a riot. Like, we were eating it up because, like, they were nuts. They were calling security over, thinking we were some type of, like, international, like,
okay,
you know.
What was an average pot on that table?
Oh, I don't know. Probably, like,
11
40 bucks. 30 bucks.
Like, why?
What? A good one.
What the hell are these guys doing? Like, yes.
How'd you know that was coming out on the river?
We've orchestrated this Ocean's 11 scheme
at the $5 table.
That's what it was. They thought we were like some big time. I'm like, we would have sat over there on the other side of the room or something. Or like,
oh, you got to start.
Like my wife had won a hand.
Yeah, your wife.
Dude, my wife had won a hand. She didn't even know she won. And you should have seen. They were getting up, walking away, going out the tables. They were so mad. It was one of the better nights of my life. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's right. You and your wife, a big scheme.
Yep.
My Lord. I tell you, these people, can see. I understand if there's a lot of money going on and whatever, if you're at some VIP table. Because I never will.
Right. And if you're at like a high buy-in, there's an understanding there that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The exclusivity.
Bird's just sitting there with a big smile on his face just thinking, when that every casino opens.
I'm cleaning up.
I wonder if the Mets fans will migrate to that one.
No, you got a bunch of guys wearing Larry Bird uniforms there.
Yeah, I'm picturing some Cam Neely jerseys.
Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I've been to like two Red Sox games while, like, say they were playing like the Indians, and there's like guys with Mets jerseys on in front of me, and they're gambling on their phones, like they're big high stakes guys. Oh, look it, I got money. Oh, no, I got money. Yeah, I'm a Mets fan.
So you get Neely, Bird. What do you think the Patriots would be? Grogan, right?
No, they're going to be a million Brady jerseys.
Yeah, Brady, but I mean, I'm trying
that's
to think
That's all
old
it is. I mean, they're talking. It's not going to be old school. Those things, if it's an Everett, it's just Brady's, right,
yeah,
Bird?
That's probably true.
You just say, nah. I mean, sleeves have to be optional.
Right? Yeah,
or you're not making any money.
That's the Bird uniform. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Roast beef stains on the jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right across the street, apparently. There's fine roast beef.
Oh, yeah.
Place.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Hit up Kelly's Roast Beef right there in the airport. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Something gross that we saw.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. I'll tell you what, you get the Bankroll Boys on and everything starts coming up gambling. And it led us to talking about fighting at casinos and one last call on it. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen? Good morning.
Good morning.
So a bunch of years ago, my wife and I, well, she wasn't my wife at the time, we took a nice romantic trip down to the boardwalk. And we were walking down the boardwalk this fine afternoon, and we were behind, probably about 15 feet, 20 feet behind. A couple looked like from India, and their mother, she's about 4'5". And a few seconds later, there was just this boom in front of them, and the woman falls backwards on the ground. The wife and the husband are just completely losing their mind. And two guys run out of the casino, security guards. One's probably about 75 pounds. The other guy's about 400 pounds. They run over. They said, "What's going on? What's going on?" And the guy looks up and he says, "The bucket descended from your building." And I said,
"I don't know. You can't be doing Indian voices."
No, I'm thinking that would lead to bad things.
Yeah.
Where that guy was going down a road that was not good.
No. You can't do that.
Nope.
My mother, oh boy, that's Freudian. My wife, her father has a house on the shore, and I had to go there a couple of times, and then every time I'm there, I'm like, why the hell do you have this house? Like, it's just...
Do they rent it out?
No.
They go?
Yeah, they go, like, they're there a lot in the summer. He hates it.
Yeah.
But his wife, like, because it's a whole social scene down there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing.
My father-in-law's got a house. Well, you do the city.
You do because the blowout, the poof.
No, okay.
The spray tan.
They're on what's it with an M? They're on the
it's north of Ocean City. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I know,
something like that.
I forget, but I know what you're talking about. It's north, like, of where I am by about 10 miles.
Yeah, it's like a very Jewish area, and a lot of people from Philadelphia.
Yep.
So there's like a whole social scene there.
Uh-huh.
But ultimately Atlantic City is where, like, stuff is. And if you go down that boardwalk, that's when you start dealing with you're just like, well, this is a dump.
The boardwalk south of Atlantic City isn't bad. It's kid friendly. But once you get into Atlantic City, it's depressing as hell.
Margate is where they have the house.
Okay.
Margate.
I'm usually in Ocean City.
Wait, so there's kind of like an uppity boardwalk down there?
No, I mean, the boardwalk is fine. As I said, they're like miniature golf courses. It's kid-friendly.
Like, it's like Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, it's kid-friendly, but you get into Atlantic City, then all that stuff goes away, and it's just depressing as hell.
Yeah. Because the idea that they tried to make that a casino town is hysterical. Just how horribly that failed.
I'm sure it was fantastic about 60 years ago, but now it's just
They had, like,
awful.
The diving horse and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big scene. All right. There is a television show that I am positive is geared towards women that is out now that is absolutely disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. And I know it's geared towards women, that all these shows are geared towards women. Because women, for some reason, absolutely love this stuff. And we will get to that. Very painful for Mike Lockhart to go through this video. He said that that audio does not do it justice. But we will have that. But first, no commercials, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.